Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan, Michigan State tomorrow, 4:30 for the tailgate show on our brother station, WWJ. And then 7:30. As Gator pointed out at the beginning of the show, it's going to be cold. So don't be fooled by the 55 and sunny during the afternoon. It'll get into the 30s before that one is over. Have you decided what you're doing yet?
No.
No? Okay.
Why are you pressuring me?
Because I'd like to hang out. If you're going.
You're not going to hang out with me.
It's possible. It's possible because knowing you, I mean, I get there usually three and a half hours before the game. So you would be posted up by then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know my wife would come find you. She does her rounds and, you know, bounces from tailgate to tailgate. She might even invite you along to come to some of, meet her friends.
Very nice of her.
Yes.
On your behalf.
Yep. Just keep me in the loop.
No, I don't know yet. I'll keep you in the loop.
No. How many times you been in the big house?
For non-Michigan-Michigan State games?
Just total.
The first trip was in 1998.
Yeah.
And I've been to every Michigan, almost every Michigan-Michigan State game at the big house since then.
You've been to a lot of non-
I wouldn't say a lot. I probably
more than I expected.
Yeah, maybe another six times.
Yeah,
outside of Michigan State.
Yeah,
I've probably been there. Not as much as I've been to Michigan State, but you know.
Yeah, I randomly during a bye week went to a Michigan State Illinois game a few years back. It's like, that was late 2000s.
Aughts?
Yeah. I was like 2008, 2009. Michigan had the week off, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to go watch college football. And that one was probably the last time I sat in the stands at a college football game until, I'm trying to think, did I do any Eastern or Western? I don't think I did. I flirted with going to an Eastern game. If you can get tickets.
Did you?
If you can get tickets.
Who got you the tickets last week when you went to the Purdue, Oregon?
Jansen handled it all, and I still owe him money. I keep asking him to let me know how much I owe him.
Because those looked like they were really good seats.
They were incredible seats. They were right at the 50-yard line. They were in their club section.
Oh.
And, they had food. Guess what they had?
Meat?
Lots of it.
Red meat?
Yep.
Any turkey?
There was no turkey, chicken.
No chicken? Fish,
no.
No fish? None
of
that?
They had popcorn and they had, coleslaw.
Popcorn and coleslaw.
Oh, you're going to find this hysterical.
Yeah?
I did something that if you asked to rank the people on the station most likely to do this, who would you rank dead last in ordering a Domino's pizza at midnight?
Is dead last to do that?
Yeah.
You'd probably be near the bottom of that list, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did because I was so hungry. Because
you hadn't eaten, yeah.
I hadn't eaten. I was waiting to eat at the game and then I could have left the club area and gone to seek out something. I wouldn't have missed any important snaps in that game because it was 21-0 just like that.
Yes, it was.
Oregon looked so good.
Did you see former Ohio State quarterback last night, McCord?
Yeah.
For Syracuse?
Yep.
He completed several passes to the opposition.
Yes.
Pitt that went for touchdowns.
He was running for his life, and he's had a pretty decent year.
He has, yeah. I saw the score and I'm like, oh, let me look at so I grabbed my phone and went look at the box score on it. I want to see, you know, how the players were doing. And I just quickly went over. I saw I threw three interceptions, but I didn't know that they were pick sixes.
Yeah.
So then I went to the Pitt side and saw what their quarterback was doing. And he was like 2 for 3 for like 30 yards or something. I'm like, how the hell do they have this many points when it's just that? And then I went to the summary and saw pass intercepted, return for a touchdown. Pass intercepted, return for a touchdown. Pass intercepted, return for a touchdown. That's how you get it done.
There are some really interesting games this weekend that I put in the, I don't know if I'd want to call them sneaky good, but they've kind of probably not generated as much attention as some of the other, you know, typical big weekend games. One of them is Illinois at Oregon. The Illini with just the one loss, but they got to travel cross country, and Oregon looks so legit. Missouri at Alabama is intriguing as hell to me. because I'm not quite sure what Alabama is. How about Texas at Vanderbilt?
Yeah, that's the one I find to be really intriguing. Texas, I think Texas is one of the top teams in the country, I think. Mm-hmm. But Vanderbilt they've played tough, man. They played really tough. Obviously, they knocked off Alabama, which was fantastic this year when that happened. But their losses are inexplicably, they'll lose to Georgia State by 4 points, but they also lost to Missouri by 3. They come out, they beat Kentucky at Kentucky. They're a decent football team, man. I mean, they're scrappy. They're ranked in the top 25 right now, and they're playing at home. You think that crowd's going to be pumped up to see Texas for the first time in the SEC?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if these teams have even matched up before or prior to this. But that, to me, is a very intriguing game to watch. Texas A&M is playing somebody, too. LSU. That one's going to be interesting. Those are the two remaining unbeaten teams in the SEC, in SEC play anyway. And they're going to face off.
LSU Tigers.
That's right. My LSU Tigers have to travel to College Station. And we'll see if Nussmeier, who is going to have to ruin his the look of the passing yards. He's thrown for 2,222 yards. The 22-22. Wow. It's going to change right away.
Spartan and Wolverine fans, what's the key to this one? What are you going to be watching that determines the outcome of this game? Michigan and Michigan State tomorrow. Phone calls, feedback on that. Ben Johnson spoke. We played Aaron Glenn earlier. This is the Lions OC. You'll hear that in the 1 o'clock hour. We got picks coming up at 1:40 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.